This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Don't give me that f***ing radio voice, okay? Mother f***. Now listen, did you see Eva? I'm talking to Schneidman. Did you make the appointment to see the Victorian on Ortega? It's listing End of the Creek, that one. My wife is interested in it, so...
You are interested in it.
No,
No. I'd like to see it inside. Rick said he can...
Well, you said 24 hours or 48 hours, so the clock was ticking this morning. I hope. I'd love to see it. We're going to the beach.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I am here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. So that's the fourth week in a row where we had recordings from Hollywood actor Rick Rossovich, a slider from Top Gun. I think that's it. Not scripted. You're hearing the voice of an actual buyer, maybe a little anxious. One of the first times we met and showing him property and his lovely wife, Eva, he pulled off his shirt to show us at age, maybe he was 59 back then, that he still had the V. And Eva just rolled her eyes. She's been used to him. They got married in their 20s. Great, great love story, two kids. And he's back in Sweden. He hates America. Today's guest, Deputy Director in the Permit Resource Division and the Planning and Development Department of the County of Santa Barbara, Joe Dargle. The topic is ADUs. ADU. The fourth segment is the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, but as I've been doing for the past, I don't think it's 1,110 weeks. I got a little typo here. Maybe it's 110 weeks. I've always tracked what was pending, but now tracking what that median price is. And for the week ending May 29th, 2026, we had 85 single-family homes pending with a median price just under $2.3 million. Last year at this time, 75 pending with a median price of $2,252,500. Now, that's interesting. We're approaching the six-month mark, and last year, year-to-date, the median sales price was $2,732,000, which is way beyond from 2022 through 2024, which was like $2.3 million range, and this year, $2,252,500 year-to-date. So last year was crazy, but things settled down in the second 6 months of the year, and I don't know if the median price from last year on those pending listings at $2,252,000 is the start of that happening. But certainly the first 6 months of 2025, the median price was $2,650,000, just over the top. Second 6 months, $2,285,000, still very high and higher than any of the six-month periods looking back to 2022. So as mentioned, last year, Montecito had a lot of sales, and the median price year-to-date last year was approaching $6 million, Montecito only. This year, $5,575,000. Still not shabby. But it occurred to me, I kept saying, well, last year, you know, I had 78 listings, Montecito only, year-to-date for the first 22 weeks of the year. This year, 61. And I think people might hear that and go, oh, it's a big drop in number of sales in Montecito. Well, that's true, but the fact is 78 was kind of a high number, because if you go back the year before, there were 59 sales in Montecito, and the year before there were 50 in 2023. So in fact, this year's 61 is doing fine. Now, we're not going to compare 2021, the unicorn year, and 2022 actually still was on fire, 83 sales year to date. But looking back through 2017, Montecito only, you know, 61 sales year to date is right in there. So Montecito's doing just fine. But since last year, there were so many and high median price, it pushed that median price extraordinarily high. So it'll be very interesting to see. We're coming up to week 26, the 6 month mark, and let's see where we are on the median price. Now, year to date for through week 22, $2,252,500 is the median price. And again, last year it was over $2.7 million. But again, the 6 month mark, the second 6 months of 2025, $2,285,000. So let's see if we beat that. Now, in the number of sales, we're up a tick, 17.64 sales per week. Year to date, last year it was 17. Year before that, 15. Before that, 12. Before that, 19.7. 2022. The unicorn year, almost 28. 2021, insane. 28 sales per week, first 22 weeks. But then going back in the years, it was 15.8, 18.8, 18, 19, 19. So still historically low on inventory, historically low on sales, but improving regularly since 2023. Days on market, 15 and a half days on market year to date. Last year was 15. Second 6 months of 2025, it was 22 days on market. So definitely a little bit of a shift. 17.81 sales per week in the second 6 months of 2025 with a median days on market of 22. And here we are at 17.64. So we've almost hit that number and fewer days on market for that median. So definitely a bit of frenetic pace. Inventory down to 224 active single family homes, which is almost 19% fewer than last year's 276. Now, 276 was a lot higher than the years before when we were at, you know, 187, 137, 136, 138. But if you go back to 2020, we were in the threes, 328. So also historically low inventory. And I thought we were improving for 4 years in a row, but now a bit of a dip. So we'll see where that goes. Okay, did I do enough inventory? Oh, you know, looking back, for some reason I included 2005, 6, 7, 8, and the number of sales this year, 388, and in 2006, it was 362, and in 2008, it was 307, but in 2005, it was 440, and in 2007, it was 401. And that's compared to this year's 388 sales. Of course, back then, the median price, for some reason, I don't have it on the sheet, but I'm remembering something around $1,250,000. Now, $1,250,000, we were, if you go to 2014, when we finally got out of the doldrum years and the median price jumped over $1,000,000, it was $1,140,000 year to date. And for about 7 years, you know, it went to $1,250,000, $1,350,000. And everyone was waiting for the market to adjust. And it did. With COVID, it went nuts. Okay, you're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest, Joe Gargle. Did I just say Gargle? Joe Dargle. I knew that was going to happen. Joe Dargle is going to come up. He's going to talk about ADUs. He's from the county of Santa Barbara. Zoning, building, interesting stuff. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.